Trust me, you're going to love this.
This is Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Your weekly exploration of the world of fashion and design. Find out what to wear,
what's hot,
what's not,
the latest trends in fashion, and more.
Here's your host, Nicole Steinthal.
We're here today with Carrie Bredner of The Healthy Guru. Welcome, Carrie.
Thank you so much, Nicole. Thank you for having me today.
I'm so happy to have you. We're talking today from our virtual studio here at Serendipity Lab. What do you think about Serendipity Labs,
Carrie? I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's an awesome, awesome studio here. We broadcast here every few weeks. The Serendipity people are so nice to host us. So we're so excited to talk to you and hear about Healthy Guru. This is your company that you started.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So can you give us a little bit about your background?
I have been in PR for over 20 years. I work for many different fashion and luxury magazines, and I produced events for them and sold advertising space. And then I, more recently, over the past couple of years, I've been working with my girlfriend, Jen Danzi, and we were producing the events at Polo, and we came up with Greenwich Restaurant Week, and we had a kickoff party at the Ferrari Maserati showroom.
Right, which is so nice.
Thank you.
And Greenwich Restaurant Week is incredible. That was a great idea.
Oh, thank you.
We love a restaurant week. My readers, my listeners, we love restaurant week. Now tell us a little bit about the Health Guru. How did that come out?
I saw that there was so much health and wellness in the Hamptons, and more there were juice bars opening, studios opening, and I just called my friend Justin Mitchell, who owns Social Life magazine. He's the publisher, and I asked him if he would partner with me, and he absolutely loved the idea, so we decided that we were going to partner. And then because he's a luxury local magazine in the Hamptons, we decided that we wanted to bring this to other cities like LA, Chicago, New York. And I approached the publisher of Shape magazine, and they loved the idea, so they also partnered with me.
Great. And just to give our readers a little background on Social Life, that is a magazine that is given out in the Hamptons, and it's a seasonal magazine pretty much. I mean, you get it when you go to different stores, high-end stores, and they focus on things that are going on in the Hamptons and maybe a local celebrity, right?
Yes.
So it's a great magazine. Now, have you organized an event as big as this in the past?
Well, our event in the polo matches that we do in Greenwich, mm-hmm. we have a few thousand people that attend. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I have.
Okay, great. And we talked about the polo, Greenwich Polo, last week because I had a concierge, a woman who works for a luxury concierge service, and she was talking about Greenwich Polo and how great it is. So that is a real fun event in our area. So tell us a little bit about where and Health Guru will take place.
We are having the event July 9th at the Southampton Arts Center in Southampton. It begins at 9 in the morning, and it will go until 3 in the afternoon. And then 5 o'clock, we are going to start our fashion show and cocktail hour, and that will go until 8 o'clock.
Wow. How about, is there a cost to attend?
It will be a ticketed event, and there will be a charity that will be tied to the event. We just haven't determined the cost yet.
Right. So it'll be like a Super Saturday event where people pay and they can come all day. It's a one day thing.
Yes.
If people are, a lot of people are familiar with Super Saturday. What about your target audience for this group? Who are you targeting to?
It's a very affluent New Yorker mm-hmm. Who loves to work out, who's into health and wellness and fitness. And as you know, all the workout lines, activewear lines have become so big that everyone wants to be in their fashion activewear outfit.
Mm-hmm. It's true. We were just talking about that. And it's also for all ages. Like, you have got the teenagers who are very involved. I see even at, like, SoulCycle or Ripped close to us. there's a lot of teenagers now that are going, even though these classes are costly, they join in the mix. So it's a very widespread group of people.
Actually, RIPS is one of my sponsors for my event.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, a fun workout. So I wanted to ask, are you open to corporate sponsors? I read you're going to have a step and repeat. So is that something possible?
Yes, we would love to have corporate sponsors.
Do you have any now?
Not at the moment.
Great. And how long is the event?
The event will start at 9 in the morning, and it will go until 3. And then our cocktail party is at 5 till 8. And then we're going to have an after party at one of the clubs in Southampton that will start at 9.
Okay. That'll be fun, right? Do you know what you're thinking of one place in particular?
I think we may do it at Boutique, but this year it's going to be a new name because they do that a lot. They switch the names out, but it will be in Southampton.
Wow, that is great. The house that I rent in Southampton is on the same street as One Oak. I mean, further down, but there it's really loud there on Saturday night. Like, I can hear it. I'm like, wait, what is this noise? And then, it'll be fun, right? Why did you choose the Hamptons for this event as opposed to like Greenwich or New York City?
Because there's so much health and wellness in the Hamptons and no one has produced an event out there. And I thought it would be perfect to have it in the Hamptons. And the publisher of Shape Magazine owns a house in Southampton and the publisher of Social Life owns a house in the Hamptons as well, so I thought it would be perfect.
Right, and a lot of people, it's close to July 4th, a lot of people are out there. So what really is your goal for this event? Are you tied to a charity?
We're going to be tied to a charity. Supermodel Veronica Webb is my celebrity host, and I asked her to choose a charity that she would like, and we would. She said that it will be a charity that has to do with children. So we are going to tie the charity to her choice.
Okay, and how did you choose Veronica Webb?
I think that she's absolutely stunning, and she also has a skincare line called Roden and Fields, and I'm going to have a beauty bar set up at my event, and I thought it was a perfect tie-in. She's in excellent shape. She's young. People love her. She has a strong presence with the moms, and I thought her skincare line would be amazing.
Roden and Fields is very good.
Yes.
Love that one.
Yes.
I like it. Do you use those products?
I do.
They're great. So they're sold by representatives, correct?
They are, right.
Perfect. And they will be available at the event?
It will be available at the event.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, I think we have some kind of fan going on here, so it's a little loud right now, but... you talked a little bit about your media partners, so can you tell me a little bit about them?
Social Life Magazine has been in business for over 10 years. Justin created Social Life Magazine. It is a luxury lifestyle magazine that is given out at all the high-end stores in the Hamptons, and it has a very strong presence in the Hamptons. He has also produced an event called St. Bart Hamptons, which draws over 1,500 people. He's going on his sixth year with that event. And I thought he was a perfect partner for me because he has the event production background, and he also has the magazine. So I thought the two would be a perfect partner for me.
Right. So he will access his mailing list, and they will be invited. Right. I just want to know who will be invited.
Yes. And I also have Corey Hayes. PR company doing all the press for me. So we're going to do a mailing list from Social Life, from Corey Hayes. I have Hamptons.com involved in it and One Healthy Hamptons. So it's going to be an amazing event.
That's great. So you have a lot of people coming, which is nice. So just tell us the format of the the event?
Well, it's going to start at 9 in the morning. We're going to have a check-in desk. There'll be a step and repeat wall, and Veronica Webb will be there to greet all of the guests. And we're going to have classes that are going to run from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I have Fly Bar on board, Exhale Spa, Pure Bar, Dance Body, Yoga. I have every class across the board on board with us.
Can you just tell us a little bit about those? So Fly Bar is?
Fly Bar is part of Flywheel.
Mm-hmm.
They usually do a pop-up studio in Southampton, mm-hmm. but they run.
So Flywheel is a very fast-paced spinning class.
Yes.
Right? And Fly Bar is like a bar class.
Is their bar class. Okay. Yes. Yes. And
Exhale Spa
is similar to, it's the bar class also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're very big. They have a lot of locations.
Yeah.
Pure Bar also is a bar class.
Right.
I have yoga on board,
mm-hmm.
And Dance Body. They're going to do all different kind of dance classes.
Right.
And I have a panel that's going to start at 11 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Radford from NBC,
mm-hmm.
she's going to host my panel. I have Carlos Leon from mm-hmm. Belly on Body and mm-hmm. Jeff Bell from Belly on Body, mm-hmm. who will be speaking on my panel.
Mm-hmm.
I have Tanya Zuckenbrot. She's from the F Factor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Carrie Williams.
Mm-hmm.
She's a celebrity nutritionist. And I have Brian Ripka from Rips. So there's going to be a lot of celebrity nutritionists and trainers that will be, and Courtney Paul, mm-hmm. he's been on Bravo TV.
Mm-hmm.
He's also going to be speaking on my panel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have vendors that will be set up mm-hmm. from Essential Water to Fat Buddha Wear.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set up a beauty bar with White Apothecary. They're going to do makeup with Bobby Brown. I have Face Love Fitness that does workout facials.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most amazing facial.
Wow.
They do like all these different workouts on your face.
Really? And where are they located?
They're in the city.
Right. Oh, we have to get some info on them because I would love to hear about those services. Carrie, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in a couple seconds. Hi, welcome back to Up to the Minute. And it was Nicole. We're here with Carrie Brudner of the Healthy Guru. Welcome back, Carrie.
Oh, thank you, Nicole. Happy to be back.
Oh, I'm happy to have you here. We are broadcasting from our virtual studio here at Serendipity Labs. Serendipity Labs offers virtual office space for people who want to take their office out of the home. And it's so beautiful here, so crowded. There's so many people working and enjoying and talking. It's a really great workplace, isn't it?
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's great. There's a lot of activity out there and
it's all modern,
huge
and
space. Yeah, it's really good. So I urge you, if you're looking for an out of the home workplace, to come to Serendipity Labs. They're all over the country and you can get a week membership pass and it'll be great. So you should come and do some events here, Carrie, since you're so good at this.
I would love to.
Okay, so we're getting back. You just spoke a little bit about your panel and who you're having and all the exciting people. How did you choose these people? Like, was it tough to choose who's going to be involved?
Well, I just chose like the biggest companies that are in the Hamptons,
mm-hmm.
and I called on everyone, and they were so excited to be a part of the event.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the first time that we're actually bringing everyone together in one place,
mm-hmm.
and I think that people really love that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different areas of health and wellness, from chiropractic to activewear lines to juice bars to the classes. So I think it's, people really are excited about it.
So is it like an indoor-outdoor kind of thing? There'll be tents? What's What's the visual?
We do have indoor-outdoor space. Mm-hmm. Primarily, we are using the indoor space in case it rains. But we do have access to the outdoor space, and we can tent the outside.
Wow. And let's see. Just go over again what classes you'll be offering throughout the day. So people come in their exercise clothes prepared to work out, or is it going to be a full class? Are there little like 15 minutes here and there so everybody can go to everything?
We're going to do half hour classes. Mm-hmm. I have so many different classes on board with us, from AKT in motion to Pure Bar to Exhale Spa to Dance Body to yoga. Meditation is excellent for you. So we're just going to do half hour classes.
So people should come with their yoga mats and spin shoes, or is that going to be on premise?
We are not doing spin on premise because it's too difficult to get the bikes there.
Uh-huh.
But the classes will provide the equipment. So everyone is coming with their own equipment.
All of the vendors.
All the vendors,
okay.
Yes.
That's great. So no need to carry around your yoga mat and all that.
No.
Right. But there will be maybe some kind of, will there be some kind of visual of like the flywheel, what that looks like, or are we just avoiding spinning altogether?
I'm working on right now finding another spin. So I would like to add a spin component into the event. So that's still, In process.
That's exciting. So how many attendees are you expecting?
Around 300.
Okay. Is there a limit of how many? Like, will it close after a certain amount, or can you?
No. I mean, if it's 400, I'm happy for it to be more people. So, we're expecting from all of our lists, that it would be around 300 people.
Now, can people just come and just watch? Do they have to participate in the classes? Can they just come and, like, take notes or see how everything's going and look at the vendors? And
yes, they can come. They can just pay for the ticket, and they can just come and get the experience of the whole event. We are going to have a beauty bar set up. Blow Dry Bar is going to be doing blowouts also. And White Apothecary is going to do makeup. So if they want to just come for the facials and the massages, they can do that and talk to nutritionists or listen on the panel. They can come and just listen to different nutritionists come speak.
So they don't have to, if they don't want to do the whole workout thing, they can come and just walk around. There's plenty to do other than doing the exercise.
Yes. Yes, and I also will have Daily Greens giving out green juices, and Wicked is going to be providing food and drinks as well.
Okay, what does Wicked provide?
They will do like wraps and sandwiches and juices and.
And where are they located?
They're in Watermill.
Watermill, okay. So will there be on your website like a list of all of these vendors so people can look at websites and maybe order from them? Or
yes, great. And also on my Facebook and all my social media.
Okay, we'll link all that. Carrie, what about giveaways? Are you going to have any giveaways or raffle prizes?
We are going to have swag bags. I have a lot of different companies that have already told me that they want to put product in our swag bags. So
do you think you could maybe give us a couple of swag bags in advance? A giveaway, and maybe, you know, we'll encourage people to buy tickets.
Oh, yes, of course.
So there, and what about, and so any raffle prizes or just swag bags?
Just swag bags.
Okay. And no silent auctions or anything like that yet?
I don't know if we're going to do a silent auction. I don't think so.
Okay. We're excited for those swag bags. So right now you told me about a lot of the companies that are going to be showing there, but are there any other companies, like if we have a corporate sponsor, will you showcase them on the Step and Repeat, or how will you showcase sponsors?
I would put them on my Step and Repeat, and they have a table if they like at the event, or we can just, we're running ads in Social Life magazine, and we're doing editorial in Social Life and Shape magazine on their promotional page.
Okay, great. And will there be, like, maybe on the swag bags any logos or anything yet? Or?
Not on the swag bags, but they can put whatever they want in our swag bags.
Okay, great. So what about to shop that day? Like, will people be able to actually buy something there? Or, you know, there's going to be demonstrations, but will there also be the product lines there?
Yes, people can purchase product lines at the event.
Perfect. And so what, they'll be able to buy makeup and some exercise clothes? Or what?
Yes, Fat Buddha Wear is going to be setting up where you can buy some of their clothes. And also Juja Active, Rodin and Fields, there'll be someone there. So yes, the companies will sell their product as well.
Okay, that is really great. Now, you talked a little bit about the beauty services. So you did say that there's blowouts and makeovers. So what other beauty services will be there?
Dasha Wellness is going to be doing mini massages. And Face Love Fitness is going to do a workout facial.
Okay. Then I also saw that you were going to have some Botox information and those kind of cosmetic services. Will you be doing, you won't be doing those as, you won't be doing samples of those, will you?
No, we're just going to have doctors there talking about Botox and fillers, and chiropractors will be there.
So those are part of like a what, like I was going to ask you what health services. Chiropractors.
Yes, we will have chiropractors and nutritionists, personal trainers, and beauty consultants.
Okay, sounds great. And the chiropractors, will they have like a table there? Will they be actually adjusting people, or is it more informational?
More informational.
Okay. And then you talked about the two clothing lines. Can you tell us a little bit about those? The Fat Buddha and the Juju?
And Juja Active. Juja. Yeah, actually, Juja Active is going to do a fashion show with me during the cocktail hour. And they're just a fun, fashion-forward line that everyone seems to love. And Fat Buddha Wear is also a fun fashion workout line that also has a kids line.
Wow, that's great. And that will all be there. We can definitely look up those lines to check it out. Now, I know you talked about the guest speakers.
Yes.
So where the can you tell us who the guest speakers are?
Marianne Brownings is also one of my guest speakers. She's from Brownings Fitness. She has a lot of celebrity clients like Tom Ford. Anna Kaiser from AKT in Motion. She's also a celebrity. Everyone seems to love her workout. She's going to be speaking. Brian Ripka from Rips. He's also, Courtney Paul just came on board with him. So he's also going to be one of my speakers. Carlos Leon, he is bringing Jeff Bell, who's his partner, and they're going to be speaking on my panel. I also have Janice Bintel. She's a millionaire's matchmaker. She's going to be speaking.
I saw that.
Yeah, she's going to speak on my panel as well.
That is great. So how did you choose these speakers?
I wanted the best celebrity trainers and nutritionists to come. So I just Googled who is the top, and their names came up.
Sounds great. So now the ticket that you buy, it's for a whole day event. So it's for the whole exercise demonstrations, and then you go back at 5, right?
Yes.
So it's all one ticket.
It's all
one ticket. So what happens at 5?
5, we're going to have the cocktail party. We're going to do the fashion show with Juja Active. And some of the vendors, we will still have them set up, and we're going to have a DJ, and we have a company that's going to be catering our event as well.
We're here today with Carrie Brudner of Healthy Guru. We're talking about the wonderful event that she's planning on the 9th of July in the Hamptons, a health and wellness day with a really fun cocktail party and after party. Carrie, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So we've learned so much about this great day. I love the idea that it's like a kind of a super Saturday thing for health and wellness, a whole day that is designated to that. And then we're talking a little bit now more about the cocktail party. So can people just go to, maybe if they just want to go to the cocktail party and not the rest of the day, can they do that?
Of course.
To see the fashion show. So there's going to be a great fashion show.
Yes.
And also they can go to the beauty part of the day, get their blowout and get all ready for the cocktail party, correct?
Yes, of course.
So where will the cocktail party be? At the same location?
At the same location, at the Southampton Arts Center.
Okay. And then who will be featured there?
Well, we are going to do the fashion show with Juja Active, and we are inviting a lot of press to attend the event. And, of course, all the affluent New Yorkers who love fitness and fashion and activewear, and all of the sponsors will also be there.
That's wonderful. And do you know who's going to be the, who's going to be catering food?
I believe it's Elegant Affairs.
Okay, which is really big in the Hamptons. Right?
Yes.
Which is nice. So you'll be getting the whole feel for the day. You'll get the whole Hamptons feel during that day, and it also is just not for people who are in the Hamptons. It's very accessible. People could go out for the day, stay overnight, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Will you be partnering with a hotel out there to provide some rooms, or probably not?
We talked to one hotel about that, mm-hmm. but because it's so busy, mm-hmm. They didn't want to partner.
Right.
Yeah, because it's just high season.
But there's a lot of places out there that...
Yes, there's a lot of places to.
That's great. So tell us what we can expect from the fashion show.
Well, it's the clothes are absolutely beautiful, and it's fashion, and it's fun, and you can wear it on the streets. It's now become the hottest trend to wear what they're calling leisure wear, not just to work out, but to wear during the day. Mm-hmm. So she's going to show her, you know, latest styles and trends, and it's just going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
It sounds like it. And there'll be professional models and
yes.
the whole thing.
Yes, we're going to have professional models and fitness models, and so it will be very exciting.
Okay. And then... Now, how can someone attend the event? Because I'm sure we have a lot of listeners and readers who are interested.
We're going to set something up on Eventbrite mm-hmm. where they can buy tickets. And through all of our social media and our PR company that we're working with, Corey Hayes, we are going to send out the message to everyone that about the event.
Right. And then what about companies that want to get involved? Should they contact you directly?
Yes. Okay. They could either email me or call me or text me.
Right. Yes. We'll have all of that information on my blog and also on our page. And at this point, you're open to taking any corporate sponsors?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Great. That's wonderful. Do you have a website set up yet?
I do. It's healthyguru.com.
Okay. Great. And we'll have people send them to that site, and then soon the Eventbrite will be up there. Carrie, this has been so great talking to you about all of this and your event, and I know it's going to be a huge success. Now, I know that you probably have done a lot of research to get to this point. So I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about like what you found and what you think about exercising, your favorite things to do for our readers. So what would you say, because I know you probably go to a lot of classes and you check out different things, what do you think your favorite class is?
I love SoulCycle and Flywheel. And the bar classes are great. It definitely works like Pure Bar and XL Spa. It works muscles and body parts that you just don't think about. And it makes you more flexible. So, I also work out at Equinox. So,
which is an amazing space.
Yes, love Equinox.
Now, do you use a trainer?
I do. I do. But I also take a lot of classes, which are the best trainers at Equinox. So I really enjoy the classes there.
Because they have a bar and they have, I know a friend of mine doesn't go to SoulCycle, but she goes to spinning there. She loves it.
Yes, it's very high energy. Classes are great.
I see there's a movement now. A lot of people are taking like Zumba or these dance classes. Have you tried those?
Zumba is an amazing class. It's fun. It teaches you new dance moves and I love it. Yeah, they do teach Zumba at Equinox.
Right. And how about these new dance, how you mentioned the dance?
Dance body.
Yeah.
Yes. That is similar to Zumba. And I have not tried their classes, but I heard they're amazing.
Yeah. Now, okay, so there's a lot of busy moms out there who don't love to get dressed up every single day and they just want to have like the perfect workout outfit just to run around town. What would be like your go-to workout outfit?
I wear a lot of Lululemon. And I really love Juja Active. Fat Buddha wear is very stylish and fun.
Right. I heard a company called Sweaty Betty.
Yes.
Do you know them? I think there's one near us, right? In Greenwich.
Yes. There's Sweaty Betty. There's Yoga Shmoga.
Right.
Spiritual Gangster is fun.
I never heard of that one.
My girlfriend owns Peel, which is a very fun line and very up and coming. I also love Tiki. They have fun prints on their leggings.
Right, right. Yes, I know. And now Lululemon is sort of getting into that, I see. Not as many prints, but now I see they have a lot more stripes and, you know, because of that movement towards the really fun exercise wear. So what would be like a sample outfit, like a hoodie, or what do you choose to wear?
I do like hoodies. I like prints on my leggings or I like black. I do wear a lot of black.
Right. And how about when you take the class? Do you wear like a full length legging?
I wear usually like a full length legging and a tank top. One of their like fun tank tops from Spiritual Gangster or Lululemon. I love those lines. They're great.
Yeah. How about this? I get a lot of questions about like, oh, I need to find the perfect gym bag because I'm always like putting my shoes in there. Sometimes I use it. Do you have a recommendation for that?
For a gym bag, don't have a recommendation for a gym bag.
Do any of the lines you're talking about have anything great? I know Lululemon.
Right? Yeah, actually Lululemon does have a great gym bag. I've seen a lot of girls at Equinox with it, and they seem to love it.
I know. It's all about, even in exercise, it's all about the accessories, right?
It is, really.
It's fun. Now, we talked about some of the juice bars and some of the natural food companies around here. Do you have any of your favorites?
I love Juice Press. I go there quite a bit.
Yeah.
There's also Organic Farmer, which is great. It's all fresh. And I do like Green and Tonic. They're in Greenwich.
What's some of your favorite stuff?
I love the smoothies. Juice Press has amazing soups and salads. And I always get this ginger shot at Juice Press that I love.
Yeah. I went to a 50th birthday about a year ago, and that was like sort of the favor, were all these shots from Organic Farmer, and women were like downing them, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm so out of it. I don't know what, but those really, they really do help. Like people were going crazy because in like these little vials, I'm like, wait, what is this? What's going on here? I was like, where's like the lipstick prize? Where's the? But it was funny. And those, they really do help like boost immunity. And
yes,
I see more and more. So you do a ginger one.
I do. I do ginger. I also like to drink the coconut water. I think that's it's great for you.
Yeah.
But I was, if I ever don't feel well, I'll do like a bunch of the different shots.
Mm-hmm.
Equinox carries a line of the shots as well that are great for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think now more and more people are not getting as sick. Like, I take a ton of natural stuff all the time, and I do buy the shots. I do coconut water. So I feel like that really helps keep all the germs away. And I do believe in, like, Purell. Even when you go to the gym or, like, bar, you know, you afterwards you really just need to
always clean down
clean up
machines.
Because,
and,
you
yeah.
know, it's just the way it is now with all the germs in the air. But I do think those shots really help, or all those natural juices. So we're going to look into the ginger, and that is helps boost immunity.
Yes, I do ginger, cayenne, turmeric, with some lemon.
I take turmeric, and I really
do.
Notice a difference. Like, it's supposed to help with everything. I don't know. But.
Yeah, turmeric is great for your body. Yes.
It's like all this stuff we didn't know. I even do it on my dogs, and I think the vet thinks I'm like a crazy witch doctor because I'll pull out this. I'm like, I have this for them. He's like, okay. But I do think the more you learn and talk to people, and it helps because you learn things you didn't know.
Right, exactly.
And then, so what about, so you said like a lunch place. Like, do you like for soups and stuff and salads? Did you give us that?
I do. I like Juice Press is great. There's also Back 40 Kitchen that just recently opened.
Oh, yes, I went there. It was great.
Yeah, the food is so good there. And they also own Mill Street.
Right.
It seems like more and more that there's more organic restaurants opening.
Yes.
And people are really going towards, you know, especially with what's going on with Monsanto, that people really want to stay away from GMO and stay healthy and clean and eat good food.
It's true. Okay, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Hi, welcome back. We're here with Carrie Brudner of Healthy Guru. We were talking about her wonderful day that she's organizing on July 9th in the Hamptons, which is going to be a health and wellness day with a cocktail party fashion show. Welcome back, Carrie.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm so excited for the day. I hope to be there and be getting involved and speaking to your guests about blogging and sort of up-to-the-minute stuff. So I hope all of our listeners and readers will come out to talk to us, to meet Carrie, to come hear me speak. I have to figure out what I'm going to say. But I think it's a really great day because it's such a huge thing for people, exercise and wellness, and what we were saying about learning about the shots to boost immunity and all this natural living. And I think it's an important day for people.
Yes, definitely. We would love for you to be on our panel and come out.
Right. And Southampton, you can't. I mean, it's fab. Right?
Yes, love Southampton.
So and love Socialite Magazine. I mean, I it's so funny. I have a lot of friends who spend the summer in different locations, and then when I go out to the Hamptons, they're like, bring me the magazines, tell me what's going on. Like, there's just so much fun stuff going on out there. Right?
Yeah, Socialite definitely covers everything that's happening in the Hamptons. So people really love it. You know, they pick up the magazine and they read it and they ask, you know, let's see what's going on for the weekend, and they get excited. So,
and I think you had mentioned before that it's going to be, your after party is going to be at a certain place, but every year things switch up. So it's never the same. Each summer it's like a different experience because new restaurants come in, new clubs come in. It's just
Yes.
Really fun.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, they add a new name, they change the decor, and then you feel like you're in a new space, and people really love it.
They do, because it definitely mix it up. So, Carrie, I wanted to talk because I know you have children around the same age as my children, and it's a big challenge because there's so much out there that for kids, that food that's like unhealthy, and we're trying to do the best thing with our kids and having them eat healthy. And I'm not saying they're going to do ginger shots by any means, but do you find that a challenge, like trying to bridge the healthy and unhealthy and keep a happy medium.
I do. But, you know, they understand that health is important and that there's a lot of disease. And, you know, I educate them on what's going on with Monsanto and the GMO. And, you know, they like to eat vegetables and fruits and chicken and, you know, so it's, but there is, you know, you have to, it is a hard balance, especially when kids go to birthday parties, they want the pizza and the ice cream cake and, you know, and kids serve kids. They want what's the junk food. So, you know, and you don't want to not give them junk food either because they're a kid and you want them to have, you want to have some balance with it. But, you know, we eat healthy and I pack my daughter's lunches every day and my son's lunches and, you know, they eat Greek yogurt and, smoothies and, so it's been good.
Yeah, smoothies are good. I actually am embarrassed to tell our listeners right this, but my 12-year-old daughter, we just got back from spring break, and she's like, Mom, I want to go on a juice cleanse. Now, I have no idea where this idea, how she knows. I mean, we talk about all these, I'm reading always about cleanses. I talk about them here. And but for a 12-year-old, I'm like, maybe we could find something a little bit different for you. But it is such on the forefront of so much about cleanses, or we go to Whole Foods and by the cashier, they have all the cleanses. Do you see that?
I do. I actually, I've been using Isagenics products.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And they also have a kids line.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. And their smoothies are very creamy.
Yeah.
So it tastes so good. It's like a milkshake.
Yeah, which would be good. Like, I feel like she can, you know, she wants to eat healthier and start having a lot more smoothies, but I don't think she's there yet that she can have meal replacement. But I think we could bridge something like that.
Yeah. Right?
Hopefully. Sounds crazy. Like, what? Are you kidding me? But it's cute because I think she, and, you know, in school they hear all the other kids, you know.
Right.
They do all this stuff and they get motivated.
And especially with all the workouts with the kids now.
Are there places that, I know Ripped had a Little Rippers, it was called, or it was like a little thing that they did. My daughters did that. SoulCycle also had. I mean, is there a class that you sometimes take your children to?
Well, they actually have a track in Greenwich that they started a track class.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
that's nice.
Yeah, so I've been bringing my daughter to the track class, and she's going to start playing tennis and but I don't have I know there's also with CrossFit, they have like CrossFit Kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, more and more, there's more, companies that are doing these classes for kids.
Yeah. I almost feel like I have to look into it as my daughter's a freshman in high school. I almost wish there was a yoga for high schoolers. I'm sure there
Me
is.
Me too.
But
yeah.
I think they would love it. I mean, it's definitely because it's a very stressful day, and it would be nice if they could just go at night. And I actually went to Salt Room Therapy yesterday. Have you heard of this?
Oh, it's so fun.
And they're starting to do yoga classes in the Salt Room where it's like helps with your breathing, and the salt is supposed to help with your skin. So it's great for adolescents. So it would be great if they had some of this cool stuff.
I love it.
Yeah. You have to try the Salt Room. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I heard something's coming, like a freezing room. I don't know if I could do the freezing room.
Oh, I don't know.
But I definitely think this
I like the infrared sauna. I think that's like really great for you.
Yeah.
Gets all your toxins out.
It's fun. Well, Carrie, it has been great talking to you. I loved hearing about your day that you're planning and the Healthy Guru, and I cannot wait to get involved. We are going to put so much more information on our website and also on the blog, and we also will probably be linking this interview to everything so everybody can get all the information, and we will run it again closer to the date. But thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
For taking the time.
Nicole,
thank you to Serendipity Labs. We had a wonderful morning as usual. Please contact them for your complimentary week pass, and we'll be here next week with Up to the Minute with Nicole.